Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on the Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. This is one of a series of meditations on what we might have learned and might still learn from the history of Native Americans about how to live without technology and industry, which we may have to do in the near future. In North America in the 16th century, the people known as the Montagnais, the French called them that, mountaineers, the tribe called themselves Innu, the people. They were among the first to fall before the European juggernaut. Their story became a template for almost all the other tribes on the continent, and in some important respects is eerily like our own unfolding story. The Montagnais lived in Quebec, north of the lower St. Lawrence River. They were hunter-gatherers whose life of seasonal hunting, trapping, fishing, and gardening had been unchanged for many thousands of years when they saw the first French ocean-going ship hove to in the Gulf. Beyond the initial mutual astonishment, relations were for many years casual and infrequent. The French were fishermen who stayed in the area only as long as they had to fill their hulls and assure their profits. They needed nothing from the savages they saw on shore and had no reason to be in conflict with them. For 100 years, the fleets of Europe hauled in their catches on the Grand Banks, occasionally camping on the shores of the mighty St. Lawrence. They amused themselves by trading trinkets for items of Montagnais life, and the people were amused by the things the French would trade for, such as the skins of dead beaver. Then, in the mid-1500s, someone in France discovered that beaver pelts yielded a superior felt for hat making. Some dandies at the French court began to wear them. The fad spread across Europe, and the fate of the Montagnais was sealed. Now the French visitors wanted something from the Montagnais, beaver pelts, and they wanted them badly. The profit margin for a cargo of skins delivered to Paris was on the order of 1,000%. Problem was, the French traders didn't have anything the Montagnais wanted at first. But on being shown the advantages of an iron cooking pot over a deerskin water bag laboriously heated with hot rocks, of steel knives and hatchets over implements with stone edges, of woven cloth over deer hides, the people were soon happily delivering tons of beaver pelts, which had virtually no value to them. In this way, also, the people were introduced to alcohol, and the French to tobacco, sort of mutually assured destruction. The passion for beaver hats in Europe was to drive this frenzied new North American industry for nearly 200 years. For part of that time, the Montagnais prospered beyond any dreams they would have been able to articulate. Life became easier for everyone, especially after guns, bullets, and powder joined the roster of trade goods available. Until the mid-1600s, when the beaver ran out. Just in the lower St. Lawrence River country, further inland, farther north, even farther south, there were plenty of beavers, so that, of course, is where the French traders went. And the Montagnais made a dismaying discovery. During the decades they had enjoyed their new technology thanks to the beaver trade, they had forgotten how to live without it. Nobody remembered or had any interest in how to hunt with a bow and arrow, how to cook with hot stones, how to scrape a hide with a stone scraper. They'd been shown a better way to live, had instantly adopted it, had become utterly reliant on it, and then it had been snatched away from them. They had been proud, self-reliant people for thousands of years. In a few decades, they had been turned into destitute, incompetent alcoholics, dependent for their survival on the charity of people who held them in contempt. How is this similar to our own story? We too were a proud, self-reliant people who grew, raised, and hunted our own food, built our own houses, made our own clothes, lived in tight-knit communities. Then strangers came to offer engines to do our work for us, trains and cars and then planes to whisk us around the country and the world at our whim, electric generators to heat us, cool us, entertain us, cheaply and without much effort. We enjoyed it, and we totally forgot how to live without it, so that when it is suddenly whisked away, we are likely to be left at the side of history's road, destitute, incompetent alcoholics to the end. There is another amazing aspect of the Montagnier story that we need to understand. The way they were when the French found them. Nobody cared who they were then, and few care now, but we accidentally have a rare eyewitness who left a careful record. And what he had to say casts a very unusual light on the subject of human nature. Next time.
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.